FemTechNet from Wikipedia, the free encyclopedia, at en.wikipedia.org. FemTechNet is a feminist online educational resource founded in 2013 by Anne Balsamo and Alexandra Juhas. Its online course on dialogues on feminism and technology and an associated initiative, Storming Wikipedia, have been described as a new approach to collaborative learning, a feminist anti-MOOC, and an awesome attempt to combat Wikipedia's boys' club problem. Section 1. Description. At its core, FemTechNet is an activated network of scholars, artists, and students who work on, with, and at the borders of technology, science, and feminism in a variety of fields, including STS, media and visual studies, art, women's, queer, and ethnic studies. FTN grew out of a coffee clatch between Balsamo and Juhas, both of whom have written extensively on women and feminist pedagogy in technology. The pair shared concerns that women's contributions to technology, from academia to art, weren't being recognized or even documented, and female representation in the field suffered for it. FemTechNet proposed a new model they call a Distributive Open Collaborative Course, DOCC. The DOCC structure ensures centralization for several nodal classes that are based around proposed themes and augmented by video discussions available on FemTechNet's website. The first DOCC, Dialogues in Feminism and Technology, was initiated in 2013 as 4-credit courses at the following institutions: Rutgers University, The New School, CUNY, University of California, San Diego, University of Illinois, Ohio State University, Bowling Green State University, Pitzer College, Colby Sawyer College, Penn State University, Polytechnic University, Ontario College of Art and Design, Brown University, and Yale University. Non-traditional students take the course via the FTN website's free, self-directed learner component. In 2013, FemTechNet launched Storming Wikipedia, which aimed to encourage students to engage in Wikipedia editing. Portrayed as a response to Wikipedia's gender imbalance, the assignment is also used to highlight the significant contributions of feminists to technology. Section 2. Theoretical underpinnings. FemTechNet articulates its vision in terms of a desire to create projects of feminist technological innovation for the purpose of engaging the interests of colleagues and students on advanced topics in feminist science technology studies. This project seeks to engender a set of digital practices among women and girls to teach and encourage their participation in writing the techno-cultural histories of the future by becoming active participants in the creation of global digital archives. Section 3. Critiques of the DOCC. One critique of the Distributed Open Collaborative Course is the distribution of knowledge on an open source without the access to control who comes and goes. It is a feminist rethinking of the MOOC, Massive Open Online Course, that has been widely used in distance learning education. A MOOC is pedagogically centralized and branded by a single institution. FemTechNet seeks to enhance the system using feminist principles and methods that support a decentralized, collaborative form of learning. It has been criticized as being more concerned with political correctness than factual accuracy. Catherine Timpf, a reporter for the Leadership Institute's campusreform.org, commented on the idea of wiki-storming, saying, "They're more concerned with making it politically correct than factually correct." Wiki-storming, as defined by the site, is injecting feminist thinking into the popular website Wikipedia, something critics are calling an eye-opening case of campus bias. Section 4. Notes. Section 5. External links. FemTechNet. This sound file and all text in the article are licensed under the Creative Commons Attribution Share Alike 3.0, Unported License, available at http://creativecommons.org/licenses/by-sa/3.0.